The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 9:39 on this Tuesday morning. I'm getting excited for football season. Our next guest is as well. This past weekend, he was in Canton, Ohio, to be inducted into the Ford Hall of Fans. You might remember months ago we talked with Michael Banks. He was one of the finalists to be inducted, and he joins us right now from, I believe, Lions training camp. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I'm right out here at training camp. The Lions are looking good. We about to boot up. 14-3 Super Bowl, baby. That's my prediction of the year. And to the people in Port Huron that voted for me, I just want to say thank you. I am so honored and humbled to represent the Detroit Lions, and we're going to get it done this year. I got faith in Sheila. I got faith in Dan Campbell. And I got faith in Brad Holmes. We about to boot up. Let's go.
Let's go. I'm ready. What was the weekend like for you, Mike? Describe everything.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Just to touch on some of the people, I met Jim Brown. I met Lawrence Taylor. You know, the most important was I haven't seen Calvin since the shoot. So I saw Calvin there. We got a selfie. We got our jackets on, and we put our rings up in the selfie. It was just amazing. It was such a blessing.
That is fantastic.
That's a blessing.
What makes you such a big Lions fan? Where did you get your love of the Lions from?
From my mom and dad. You know, my mom and dad, when I was growing up, they were talking about the 1957 championship when the Detroit Lions beat the great Jim Brown and the Cleveland Browns to win the championship.
What has you excited about this season? What makes you think they're going to go 14-3?
Oh, my God. Listen, let me tell you. Listen, Lions fans all over Port Huron and who can hear my voice, listen, it was something in the air last year, okay? I consider the Lions like the 49ers the year they went to the Super Bowl. We had a lot of injuries. Then that was able for us to draft high. But the team never quit. They fought behind Dan Campbell. They never gave up. We were not an easy out. And you can see how after the bye week, and then we got Reynolds, you can see how everything changed, okay? And then we had an amazing draft, and then we got healthy, and it's just something in the air that's different. Maybe, you know, Sheila Hemp went to the owner's meeting. Hey, here you go. You got Hard Knocks. Hey, here you go. You got the draft of 2024. Man, it's something in the air, and I believe it's the Super Bowl, baby. Let's go.
Absolutely. Would that be something? Can you imagine how Detroit would go bonkers if the Lions went to the Super Bowl?
Let me tell you something. What's going to happen is in February, we're going to be right there going down Woodward with our big coats on and maybe a light snow with that Super Bowl trophy. That's what's going to happen.
I love your faith.
I just believe it in my heart, man. It's something totally different about this year.
Yeah, can you feel it there at training camp, too? Do you feel that different sense?
Man, training camp, man, Jamal Williams just ran a doggone touchdown here and rolled off the back. But I'm telling you this. After watching that Jamal Williams yesterday on the DM, the way he's passionate, when you get tired, you think about that record last year, and that's not us. Jamal Williams is the man because he's saying what us fans feel and what we say. And they're saying the same thing. In fact, Jamal even said it. The players said it. Y'all think back to the first OTAs. The players were saying it in their interviews. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year. You know, if you don't say that and you keep saying, hey, we'll go 7-6, once you go 7-9 or 7-7, you're going to quit. And then you're going to lose the rest of the way.
Yeah.
But this is what I propose to my Lions fans, because I know some of them out there don't believe. If you met your soulmate, would you be happy with just a date? Or would you want to marry her or him? That's the way I feel. I'm not happy with the playoffs. I want the Super Bowl, baby. Move it up. Let's go. Let's go.
As a super fan of the Detroit Lions, Mike, what does it mean to you to be enshrined in Canton, Ohio, in the Ford Hall of Fame?
Well, to be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame representing Detroit, that means the world to me. Because the Lions, we're a blue-collar town. This is my home. This is my city, and this is my team. This is who I grew up with, and I represent them the right way. I would never say nothing bad about my team in public, and I would never embarrass the Ford Motor Company or the Detroit Lions, because this is my team and this is my home.
All right, buddy. You got me fired up. It's always great to talk to you, Mike. Congratulations to you once again.
Thanks a lot, man. And look, you remember, boot up, baby. And boot if you up. Haven't seen, go to my TikTok page, Banks Ilmay 48. You can see Miss Sheila with the boot up on. You can see Roger Goodell with the boot up on. Now I'm trying to get Dan Campbell to boot up.
Oh, fantastic. We're going to look at that. I appreciate it. Mike, have a great day. Go Lions.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Go Lions.
the very real prospect.